All right, so here we go. Let's look at this connection. Forgiveness, multiplication, and addition. Here's the deal. When we're treated deeply unjustly by the people, now we're not talking about one of those water off a duck's back situations. We're talking about something that, sure enough, the pain has gone deep. Whether it's because we got someone who is cheating on us, whether it's because we have someone who says they love us and they say that they're our friends, and we know that behind our backs they're doing things to try to harm us, and fairly regularly. And on it can go. Treated deeply unjustly by others. When that's happening, we have a tendency to be wounded. And here's what I want to ask you. This is your first pop quiz for the day, for the week, starting with this subject. How many ways would you say we can be wounded when we are truly treated deeply unjustly? This isn't our imagination. This isn't just perspective or perception. This is real. We really have been treated unjustly, and it's deep. Well, check this out. Wounded. In what ways? Well, first of all, the injustice itself is a wound. Second, the emotional reaction, such as considerable anger or considerable frustration or considerable sadness. It's another wound. Here's another wound. Sometimes we feel shame because other people are looking at us, and maybe they're either wondering what's going on. Why is this happening to this person? Why are they doing that to you? Maybe they take it even further and just conclude that you deserve it. They don't even know all the facts. Maybe they don't even know a few of the facts. Maybe they don't know any of the facts, but they know you're being mistreated. But even if they don't say one word to you, sometimes just knowing that other people are aware of the fact that this unjust treatment is being leveled at you can cause shame. Fourthly, tiredness. You got something that's going on, especially when it is constant. The unjust treatment is constant. All right? That ongoing injustice, possibly bringing about ongoing anger, frustration, sadness, possibly bringing about ongoing shame. Because the reality is, just because they do it the first time, and then they do it again, and then they keep doing it, and off and on, they're carrying this foolishness on for weeks. Maybe they're carrying this dark activity on for months. Maybe they're carrying this dark, evil activity on for years. Well, you may not necessarily get used to that whole thing just because the bad behavior is ongoing. Your spouse just cheating on you, just cheating on you, just cheating on you. And you know that there are some people who are aware of what's going on. After a while, ongoing injustice, ongoing anger, frustration, sadness, ongoing shame, that can make you tired. And that tiredness can be considered a wound. Another wound, the tiredness. How about this? Sometimes, let's just be honest about it, it is hard to stop thinking about the unjust treatment, the malicious treatment, the unfairness of it all. sometimes the treachery, the unfaithful spouse, the churchgoers who say they love you, and some of them call you friend, and they're just steadily doing you wrong, trying to harm you. Truth be told, when it's ongoing, I mean, it can be bad enough if it happens just one time and the injustice is deep. It can be difficult to forget about it after just one instance of the bad behavior. But when it is ongoing, it can be hard to forget about it. And so that can be another wound. The difficulty in putting it out of your mind. As we compare ourselves to the one who hurt us, sometimes people see themselves as coming up short. Coming up short. There's something they begin to, some people can begin to have low self-esteem, in other words. Experience low self-esteem because of this constant onslaught of evil activity being leveled against them. That's another wound. Sometimes you have to make changes in your life, and those changes can sometimes be unwanted. The fact that you have to make another unwanted change is another wound. After a while, you can find yourself having a very, very difficult time just enjoying life and being optimistic, which of course means that you may be drifting, even subconsciously, into a state of pessimism. And that drift into pessimism serves as another wound. It doesn't have to be 5 or 6 different types of unjust treatment coming from 10 or 12 different people. But whether it's whether you have a number of people engaged in the evil behavior, the ugly behavior, or just one person, whether it happens once in one moment of time, or whether it is ongoing and it's been happening for years, all of these are wounds. And count them, we addressed 8 different types of wounds that can result from unjust treatment. All right, so we added those up. We got 8. Let's stay with it. We got more math coming up as we talk forgiveness. I'm speaking with Carl Thornton Jr.